right, y'all, welcome back to another episode. This one, we're just going to jump right into it. Right off the bat, I want to set a timeline for how we're going to do this episode, and then we're going to discuss. There are going to be some clips that I'm going to play, and the reason why I want to play them is I want context. I want you guys to be able to have context on what we're discussing or the timeline of how things, at least for me. Remember, this is all opinion based. Everyone can have their own opinion. These are my beliefs and my thoughts. And so it's getting crazy out there. So I thought it'd be a good time to do an episode just to kind of lay out what I think is going on and how it's happening. So just to get it started again, we're going to jump right into it. I feel like the devil has always hid in plain sight, and he's worked through a lot of people within the music industry. That's why you see a lot of satanic symbolism in music videos or even award show performances. And I saw this one video, and it's about The Weeknd telling a story throughout a bunch of music videos. I'm going to play that. You're not going to be able to see the video, but you'll be able to hear it. But I just, again, want to lay down the ground for where we're going with this, and let's start with this video.
The Weeknd tells a story of an artist selling their soul in the music industry in these three music videos. It starts off with him performing at a club, and everyone just looks unamused and no one likes his music. Until this mysterious man sits down, and I think this is representative of the devil, and you'll understand why in a second. This man throws his lighter at The Weeknd on stage, bursts into flames, and now everyone loves his music. Now in the next music video, he's seen burying his old self. But once he's done, the mysterious man comes back and finds him. The Weeknd then shoots him in the music video to try and get rid of him. He dramatically falls down and passes away, and then The Weeknd gets into a car, remember this car, and drives away. Now the last music video, The Hills. The Weeknd slowly comes out of a crashing car, the same exact car. Once he gets out, he goes inside of his room, and it is filled with this dark demonic energy with the same guy there and two girls, and The Weeknd has the most empty look on his face.
Never expect.
All right, so there's a story that's being told in the music video of a couple songs within The Weeknd. You guys can look them up. And it shows, again, yeah, he's performing. He's not really getting the amusement of the crowd. He's not entertaining. What does that symbolize? That symbolizes that a lot of struggling artists out there can have talent or can feel as though they have talent, and they could perform, and it's just going to be a performance upon deaf ears if there's not something behind closed doors driving it. It's insane that, I don't know for you guys that don't know the story, but Katy Perry used to be a gospel singer, and I don't know if you feel as though she has a great voice, good voice, doesn't have a good voice, whatever the case may be, but she was irrelevant prior to Kissed a Girl. I don't know the actual name of the song, but you know, the one that she kissed a girl, she liked it. There's always been murmurs and talks, and people have always speculated that within the music industry, you almost had to sell your soul in order to become famous. And in this music video, I think that's exactly what he's trying to pretty much say, is that you have The Weeknd performing, no one's paying attention, there's no drive behind him. Then there's this man that sits down, ultimately looks like the devil, offers him an opportunity in exchange for, you know, his soul, his life, goes yes, burns into flames. Now people, oh, and let me get into that. The flames, I believe, signify that when you have the devil behind you, then you're gonna blow up. You know, you're pretty much, you're gonna be on fire in a sense. So people are gonna love your music. They're gonna love you. And so I think that's symbolism. It's symbolism that they show us in these music videos. It's symbolism that they show us in these award performances. I mean, we can talk about the Sam Smith performance. We can talk about the Doja Cat music video. And there's so many examples. Madonna at the Super Bowl. And it goes on and on and on. So we're not going to get into those specifics. But I believe that that is one way that the devil has always revealed himself to us. It's almost like a joke. I want to hide in plain sight. I want to show you that this is who I am and what I'm doing. And we're just all entertained. We're turning a blind eye to it. We're all entertained. It's almost as though we know the truth, but the lie is so much easier to swallow or accept because the truth just seems scary. And the truth being that Jesus will return one day. Jesus will cleanse the earth of sin and rule for a millennium. And there will be a rapture. We will be called into heaven and people will be judged. People will be judged and placed in either heaven or hell. And it's not going to be based on what good you did here on earth in the sense of worldly laws. In the eyes of God, did you uphold my commandments? Did you spread the good news? Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Were you baptized? And in today's day and age, we're almost at a point where a lot of that now gets washed down and gets pushed to the side. I remember growing up, I could never imagine how the things in the book of Revelations could really come to pass because people were religiously conscious. And it's almost as though we've lost that. And they've done a good job with distraction. When I say they, it's whoever's behind closed doors, the puppet masters, you know, controlling the strings. They have done a good job of laying out the groundwork, laying out a platform for people to be so distracted with things that really don't matter or things that should not be important or things that don't even make sense in order for us to not really pay attention to the truth and what's going on behind closed doors. And so the reason why I played that video at first is because I believe that is how it started, how we've always known it to be. We've always known it to be exactly like that. It's, in music videos, it kind of show you this. And is it true? Is it not? Oh, no, it's just art. So there's speculation there. But now they hide it in, now it's evolved. Now we're in the argument of this whole LGBTQ plus community and transgenderism and wokeness and cancel culture and all this soup of garbage, because none of that really matters. Like, of course we want to feel loved. Of course we want to feel as though we fit in, but life has always been with ups and downs. It's always been good and bad. We've always had to mentally be strong enough to be able to bounce back from these things because we were always told the world isn't going to care about your feelings. The world isn't going to care about how you feel. So you're going to have to learn to live within yourself, whatever that means, and produce or function or contribute to society. So at the end of the day, whether you were gay, straight, trans, bi, it didn't matter because at the end of the day, you still needed to contribute to society. And a lot of those opinions were kept to yourself because, again, no one cares about how you feel. In today's day and age, that's different. I could never see how we are so consumed with how everybody feels. We were told as kids, you're not going to please everyone. But yet in this society, we feel as though we need to please everyone or just strictly please one party. If you do not please, let's say the liberals, then you're anti everything that's going on in the world right now. And then you're a bigot and you're, you know, A, B, and C. You can go down the line. It's dumb. It is, you know, there's always been this argument, but it's dumb. I've always felt as though it's dumb, but here's where we are. And now that I lay that, now I feel like this is where we're at. And I'm going to play another video.
Early this year, I came out as gay to my husband, Sandy X, and he had the sweetest and most amazing reaction. And this is what he said. What did you say?
I said that I was so proud of you. That was the bravest thing I've seen that anyone do.
And now we are going our own separate ways and we're about to put this house on the market. And that's all she wrote. Be like my ex-husband. Be that good of a person.
And so marriage is, it doesn't mean anything anymore. Clearly, you come out as gay or you come out as bi, we're getting divorced. And for those of you who can't see, there's a big smile on her face. I'll link these videos in the show notes at the bottom so you guys can see them, but big smile on her face as though it's a proud moment. And I don't know if you caught that at the end, but she says, be like my ex-husband. She already called him an ex-husband. They're not even divorced yet. It's insane that we are in a society that believes these ridiculous things. Now, in her case, is she gay? Is she bi? I don't know. She could be. I just think that in the sanctity of marriage, there's got to be a respect, and that's been stomped on, and marriage has been stomped on to the point where people don't respect it anymore. And to smile when you're talking about getting a divorce is so dumb to me, and it should be embarrassing, but I guess it's not. People are quick to air out their business or whatever. But truly, I watched that video and thought she was smiling because she was proud to represent the LGBTQ community and almost stand for that community by this big act. I don't know if she calls it heroic or what, but because of this big act, like, I'm making it public. I'm on the streets and, you know, whatever. And it's a distraction. All this is a distraction to keep us arguing about nothing, about truly nothing. Nothing that has so much weight that it's everything now, if that makes sense. Here's another one.
What's a demigender?
Sir, that's a term of the people that are eligible for that particular scholarship that
what's
is available
a demigender person?
To, it's a person who looks at their gender in a different way than I do, sir.
Well, sure. That's all of these people. You're a cisgender man. You don't even get to apply.
Well.
Do you know what demigender really means?
I'm not really sure, sir.
Right. So do you know what agender means? All one word. Not a space gender, but agender.
Sir, I don't.
Right. So here we are pushing a fellowship, calling for people that you don't even know what the words mean. And the number one group of people, the cisgender men, are excluded. In the name of diversity, equity, and inclusion, should we be pushing programs that we can't define that exclude the largest group of service members? What's demigender?
And the fact that, there's another example, the fact that basic biology when it comes to male and female now has it has text in front of it. Cisgender is insane because there should not be cisgender. It should be what it is. But because now, I guess, well, for the sake of this podcast and so you guys can understand, cisgender individuals are now the minority, and the cool or majority is going to be anyone who is demigender, agender, transgender, you know, whatever, all that stuff. And again, this is something that is nothing but is turned out to be everything. And that's all we talk about. That's all we argue about. That's all what separates us and divides us. And meanwhile, we're over here distracted with this and paying no attention whatsoever to what is really going on. I mean, I don't know how many people were caught off guard by Hamas attacking Israel, but that happened. And this is prophesied in the book of Revelations. Could this be the start of the tribulation? This has happened before. I talked to a colleague of mine and he mentioned it. This has happened before in 1947, I believe it was. And it has, but this feels different. And that's what I told him. I said, yeah, it has happened before, but the world isn't where it is right now in the sense of how we're arguing. There's other things in that book of Revelations that describes what the conditions of the world will be and the state of the world will be. And that's exactly where we are. And this is kind of like the last thing to show that, okay, this is happening. And remember, the book of Revelations, the pre-tribulation things and all that is God's warning to the world, turn from sin. Repent of your sins. Come to me. Lay it all down. Come to me. And yet we're not seeing it as such. The media has done a good job of just keeping us distracted with dumb stuff, with stuff like The View and shows similar to that, Dr. Phil's and everything, daytime television, even night stuff that tell you that where this is what we're going to promote and this is what's important. and what should be in everyone's mind and what should be in everyone's discussion points and conversations. And it just, it's insane to me. It's crazy that that's where we are and that's what we're arguing about. That's what we're talking about when there's real things in life going down. And just like the sequence that I played you with, The Weeknd, it started with music. I feel like they were showing us in music. And then now it's gravitating to the LGBTQ stuff. And it's gone further than that because now it's with the transgender and non-binaries and pronouns and all this stuff. And it scientifically doesn't make any sense. I watch enough of Matt Walsh and enough of Ben Shapiro and enough of Brett Cooper to get a gist of that. We don't have statistics out there right now that show what truly the percentage of what happens after people transform their bodies or mutilate themselves, as others have used. But suicide is currently high upon people who have done it after the fact. It's not a tattoo, you know, it's not a haircut where it can grow back, or a tattoo where you can cover it up, or, you know, eventually get it removed. If you start transitioning and you go as far as changing your genitalia, there is no going back. There is no going back. And whether you did it because you were sheep and you were following the fads of that time, your friends were doing it, or because you were convinced that this is what the next step of your confusion or your life needs to be, or you were just in the world where it says it's okay for children to do this, it's okay for administrative personnel to administrate, for lack of a better word, these drugs to your kids without you knowing while in a school setting. It's insane. We're not okay with children driving under a certain age. We're not okay with convicting certain children of crimes at a certain age. We don't allow them to get tattoos under a certain age. We don't allow them to vote at a certain age, but yet we are allowing them to mutilate themselves at a very young age, under the ages of those things that I mentioned, 16 being one of the common ages for tattoos and driving and things of that nature. Voting is obviously older, but we put these ages in place in order to allow that individual's mind to grow and really become, or grow into adulthood, become their individual selves. And we tell them that we need them to go through this process before we figure out what exactly you, or before you figure out what exactly it is you want in life. And now it's your decision. So there's no one you can blame but yourself. And in a lot of these LGBTQ friendly relationships, and don't get me wrong, I know of relationships with people who are lesbian or gay that do not raise their kids to, they don't push the agenda of what they are currently living in. You know, they're old school. They're like, yeah, we're gay or whatever, but we're going to do what makes us happy, but we're not going to push what we are on anyone else, because everyone's their own individual. That's how it should be. Let them make the decision. But there are a lot of examples where people are killed, kids, children are becoming a product of that environment. And because they have such opinionated and outspoken parents that are non-binary or cisgender or everything, that's what they're pushing upon their kids. And we're going to, oh, my four-year-old identifies as non-binary or is transitioning to this. And we're okay with that. That is ridiculous. You don't hurt children. You were supposed to protect them. And that's the right wing's argument, is we have to protect children. And the left wing doesn't agree with that. And so that's why there's the back and forth. They know that, okay, we can, what is the next big thing other than race that we can separate people with? Well, left wing liberals believe, do what you want, hippie status style. You know, right wing conservatives are conservative old school, and we need to protect children. And where we argue about that. The fact that we argue about protecting children, we have a different definition for what that means, is insane to me. It really is. I don't know where that happened, but it really is. That's where we are. I'm trying to find the other video that I wanted to play for you guys, because I believe this is where we are now. This is where we are now. And this guy makes a really good point. And I've mentioned this on this podcast. It's the exact thing you're about to hear. I've mentioned this on this podcast, that there's got to be a way for them to be able to cover up one of the greatest things and one of the most bizarre things that's ever happened on this earth, and that's going to be the rapture. How are they going to explain millions of people, or hundreds of thousands of people? I'm hoping it's millions of people, hopefully even billions of people. How are they going to explain the disappearance of all of those people without this agenda? And that's where we are in 2023. So let me play the video.
Good evening, commissioners. Today,
excuse me, wrong video.
Really interesting take here.
House hearing stating that we recover non-human remains from an alien craft.
Yeah, well, actually, if you read the Bible, this shouldn't surprise you, because I think this is all part of a custom-tailored last days deception to explain away the very event that God says is next on his prophetic time calendar. That event is called the rapture of the church. That is when God evacuates all born-again Christians, takes them off the planet before the worst time in the history of mankind is thrust upon the planet. The Bible calls that time the seven-year tribulation. So if, in fact, that event is going to happen and you're going to see millions of people disappear and you're an enemy of God, then what would you be doing? You better be coming up with the best excuse you can think of to explain away why all of a sudden these people disappeared, and only specifically Christians. Believe it or not, that's exactly what we have with the alien deception.
Let me know your thoughts in the comments, but please be kind to each other.
The alien deception. How else are they going to convince us that all these people disappeared? And when I say us, I'm hoping it's you guys. I'm hoping I've done enough to be raptured. But what are we going to, how is it going to be explained other than an alien invasion? And then it goes to show, like, okay, we've got to bring peace. We got to be united, because aliens have now entered our planet and have kidnapped human beings. So we need to merge as one in order to defend this globe, our home. We're already starting to see a lot of the things that describe as far as taking the mark. We're starting to see those things play out. We're starting to see that they're trying to centralize banks, or a bank, to where all the money is, so that way they can control your money. We've already starting to see a cashless society for the most part. And Jeff Bezos and Amazon are now doing that palm payment with palm. For those of you guys who aren't aware. But it's happening. It's happening right in front of our eyes. And we're allowing it. Not enough people are stepping up to say no and pushing this stuff back. And there's a reason why. It's because God, it's God's time. And he says that this is what's got to happen. We're doing this now. This is happening. And the fact that there's still people out there who do not believe after hearing or after being able to read the book of Revelations. If you just did your own research, read the book, it's hard to understand, but if you decided to hear some sermons on it and hear opinions on it, and these are, I shouldn't say opinions, they're going to be educated, because it's going to be from pastors, so it's going to be educated individuals who can break down these scriptures for you if you don't understand, and you'll start to see that it's universal across the board of what's being delivered, the message that's being delivered, the times that we are in. And I urge people to do that, because it is a scary time that we're in. But they're pushing this. There's other things that have been going on that we've caught, and yet no one is talking about, and yet we're okay with. And I think that's kind of what fuels this whole flat earth thing. We don't know what it is. It could be a firmament, like it describes in Genesis, and I think in Isaiah as well, or it could be a globe, it could be flat earth. We don't know. We just know that there's something in Antarctica where there's a global treaty from every nation to do research and to keep it peaceful over there. So we don't know what's over there. Could be the abyss. For those that read the book of Revelations, it could be the abyss, and God will release the two beings or creatures in the abyss to reign over the earth, or to pretty much destroy the earth. Are we starting to see the Antichrist rise? I don't know. There was speculation that Mohammed bin Salman, the Prince of Saudi Arabia, could be that individual, smart, economically smart, adored, good looking. I think he's young, 38 years old, I believe, 37 years old. So definitely someone that has the vote of the people right now. The Middle East is a hot spot with them standing with the Palestinians and what's going on with Hamas and the attacks on Israel. Obviously, that's big. And we've done nothing. We've allowed all this stuff to happen. We've haven't spoken up enough to make this news. Instead, what's flooding the news is all this garbage about, what are we arguing about? Who are we? Identify me properly. Can't you tell what I am? I look like a girl, but I identify as non-binary. I look like a girl, but I identify as a man. I look like a man, but my pronoun is a helicopter. It's insane. I don't know how people get so offended, and we live in an era where we have to care about people's feelings, where we're always taught that didn't matter. But check this next one out.
Good evening, commissioners. Today, I'd like to bring to your attention a potential fraud on an enormous scale happening in your county. There's now clear evidence of NASA using numerous methods to grossly mislead the public about astronauts being on the International Space Station. During interior ISS scenes from NASA's own live feed, the use of wires, harnesses, green screens, and virtual reality have been detected to achieve the appearance of a weightless environment.
No.
Examples of this include astronauts fading in and out of the screen, green screen glitches, grabbing objects that aren't really there, pulling on invisible wires, getting tangled in their harnesses, and even astronauts appearing out of thin air. This begs the obvious question. If they're really up there, why are they using Hollywood techniques to fake the footage? Now, unfortunately, I can't show you these clips in here today, but I will be sending them to you. Outside the International Space Station, during spacewalks, air bubbles have been recorded on numerous occasions. How is it possible for air bubbles to be present in the vacuum of space? I once
Weekend tells his story.
It's out there. Some people are asking the questions. Not enough people are paying attention. Not enough people care. Not enough people are allowing us to cover this in the media. YouTube controls the algorithm. The media controls what they feed us. And what is being fed to us is the same old garbage that we've been seeing. Is racism, transgenderism, pronouns. A big one right now, which I don't think I don't think it's garbage. I think it's an argument to definitely be had, but it's definitely different this time around. But the abortion argument, you're starting to see more people that are trying to fight for the rights of babies. And you are starting to see more people fight against that right because my body, my choice. So we're definitely seeing a lot more of that now. And I don't believe that that is an argument that is not a good one to have. I just think that upon or amongst all this soup of garbage, you are going to have some that are worth arguing about. And we don't get any coverage on it. There's no coverage on that. And again, YouTube isn't pushing the algorithm like it should of the things that matter. So it's up to us to get familiar, be aware of what's going on, and to do our own research and to just be prepared. Everything's going to happen on God's timeline. But what we're asked to do is not to be caught like a thief in the night, because that's how it's going to happen. It's going to be swift. No one knows the day, the time, or the hour. No man knows the day, the time, or the hour. And it's getting close. One of the videos I don't have on here is that people, not just in Israel, but around the world, are starting to hear these horns. these horn sounds that and these booms that no one understands what they are. Could they be the horns blowing in heaven and we are actually hearing them? I don't know. All I know is that there is things going on, phenomena that are going on that have never occurred, and we need to wake up. We're ignoring them. We need to wake up. And I want to close out with one more video. And this video, this is things that I wish were pushed more. This is evidence I wish was discussed more and was not under the radar, because I believe that if we went back to a society where we were watching more or listening more of these things, then we would be more God-fearing and there would be more balance in the world instead of, you know, the devil running amok, even though we understand this is his kingdom. But again, I want to finish off with this video.
This man discovered evidence of Jesus's existence. On January 6th, 1982, an archaeologist named Ron Wyatt made a claim that he had found the Ark of the Covenant. However, what intrigued him even more was the presence of a large crack above the cave and a dry black substance that appeared to have spilled onto the mercy seat of the Ark at that location. After taking it to the laboratory for testing, they determined that the substance was blood containing 24 chromosomes, and astonishingly, it was still alive. Upon revisiting the site where he found the Ark, he realized that it was buried directly beneath the crucifixion site of Christ, thereby confirming the possibility that this blood might have trickled down when the earth split during his crucifixion.
The blood was alive. Explain that to me. Christ is alive. God is alive. I'm going to be covering more, especially now, I'm going to be covering more of these subjects. We'll keep an eye on the war in Israel and what's going on over there. So if you like the content, please subscribe, download, turn on your notifications so you can get notified whenever we release a podcast, a video, whatever the case is. You know, give us a like, give us a rating if you enjoyed it. Thank you guys for tuning in. Again, this is the Culture Punch Podcast, and I hope everyone's waking up out there. And I love anyone and everyone, so there's no ill will or there's no segregation or separation of individuals to pick on. And that's not the case. It's just we need to stop bickering and arguing about the things that don't matter. We need to start waking up and realizing about the things that are happening around us that, again, are more important and are vital in these times. So I hope, gosh, I don't even know. Just God bless everyone. Take care.